For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill, and this week on Chasm Radio, we're focusing on the 2018 Minnesota State FFA Convention as it wrapped up earlier last week at the U of M, and a chance to check in with our state officers as Keegan Zimmerman joining us. He is a vice president, and Keegan, first of all, congratulations, and I bet you're still kind of buzzing after the convention last week.
Yeah, convention was pretty great. Beyond competing and getting to see everybody, I was shocked to get elected as the 2018-2019 state vice president. So it's been a pretty exciting week still since then, kind of trying to process the awesomeness that went down at convention.
Well, Keegan, let's rewind and look back at how you began your FFA career. First of all, the school you were involved in and how you got involved in the FFA chapter.
Yeah, so I went to Red Rock Central, which is a small school. There's about 30 in my class down in southwestern Minnesota. I got involved. I was stuck in an ag class in my ninth grade year by my principal, and I didn't really know what to expect, but I ended up getting recruited by a couple of upperclassmen to join our fish and wildlife judging team. So from there, I got to go to state convention my first year, and from there really just fell in love and kind of got more involved as the years progressed up until where I am today.
So were there certain aspects of the FFA you really got involved in or any certain areas at all, Keegan?
Yeah, I mainly fell in love with being an officer. I ran to be an officer after my first year of being in FFA, and somehow I got it. And then the next year, I ran again, and I ran for a region office position. And that's really where it clicked, where I wanted to continue and put a lot of my time. So being an officer has been my favorite part, and I'm really blessed to be able to continue serving for another year on the state level so I can impact all 11,000 members that are in our state rather than just my little portion of southwest Minnesota.
So was it normal for you just to get involved with FFA? Do you guys have a lot of members in your chapter? I know you mentioned kind of the small numbers class-wise, but a lot of members in your chapter.
We have a couple. We've been struggling the past couple years. I've had four different ag teachers in my 4 years of high school, and now we're getting a different one after I'm graduated for next year. So it's been a little rocky. Our chapter, I've tried to build it up as best as I can. We have about 30 active members right now, and hopefully the team that we're going to be setting up for the next couple years will be able to increase that membership and get more kids involved.
So, Keegan, why run for state office? Was that always the ultimate goal for you? Or
no, it wasn't. Back when I started, I didn't know that there were even like region or state officers until I went to my first convention. And I just saw them, and I thought, wow, those people must be really good at everything. And as I've gone through the years, I've gotten to know the past couple state officer teams and get to know quite a few of those awesome people. So it wasn't my initial goal, but it kind of just turned into something that I knew I wanted to do so that I could continue to be able to serve. I've grown so much because of FFA and because of the people that I met, and I want to be able to give younger students, like those upperclassmen had given me, I want to give those students opportunities and give them the availability to meet those mentors and those awesome people that will help them in their future.
Minnesota State FFA Vice President Keegan Zimmerman joining us on Chasm Radio. And finally, Keegan, how have all of your FFA experiences, how are they going to influence you when it comes to deciding on a career path?
That I've seen is a very popular question. I actually am not sure quite what I want to do for a career. FFA has helped me kind of narrow down what I wanted to major in college, where I'll be attending the University of Minnesota, but I haven't really settled on a career. I know that I definitely want to stay in agriculture, and that's going to be the main highlight of the rest of my life is staying in agriculture. But as far as what a career will be, I'm thinking maybe government, but I'm not entirely sure. I'm really looking forward to meeting new people and experiencing new perspectives as I go to college to find out what career fits me best.
Well, Keegan, we appreciate your time. It's been outstanding learning more about you and your FFA career, and we wish you congratulations on serving as a state officer as well. Thanks for sharing a few minutes with us, okay?
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You bet. Keegan Zimmerman joining us, the Minnesota State FFA Vice President this year as we recap this 2018 State FFA Convention. All right, here on Chasm Radio, for Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.